Things took a nasty turn, though, when Lamont Gardner, a black pastor and lawyer from Nashville, became governor of Tennessee. Papaw's buddies' hatred of Governor Gardner went beyond amiable differences into an uglier place. The racist cartoons of Governor Gardner his buddies emailed around didn't sit well with Papaw, and he wasn't afraid to say it. Andre Blount was the final straw. He was governor after Governor Gardner. He was from New York and got rich after moving to Nashville and starting a private prison company with money his dad had given him after a string of business failures. He promised to bring high-paying manufacturing jobs back to East Tennessee. But mostly he was concerned about being on TV and crudely insulting rivals on Twitter. Papaw considered him a snake oil salesman, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, who hadn't worked an honest day in his life. Full of hot air, braggadocio, vain promises, and venom for everyone different from him. He saw the betrayal of all he knew to be right. That didn't sit well at all with him, and Papaw spoke his mind. One by one, his friends stopped coming around. He was popular at church, always with a story or joke ready. With his huge frame and bushy white beard, he was perfect to play Santa Claus at the annual Christmas potluck, a role he performed with gusto, telling kids he was going to bring them a hickory switch or a lump of coal instead of a video game doodad. So for a while, he still had the church crowd on his side. But that didn't last either. He'd always taken a live and let live and God made us all attitude toward gay people, not much different from his general policy of non-judgment and kindness toward others. This put him at odds with his fellow churchgoers, but not irreconcilably so. Then his sister Betsy's grandson, Blake, his grandnephew, died in a car accident in Nashville. Aunt Betsy later learned from one of Blake's friends that Blake was gay. And that changed everything for Papaw. Not 3 weeks after Papaw found out, the preacher started going off on how homosexuality is destroying America and how gay people are to blame for school shootings and terrorist attacks because America's acceptance of them has called God's wrath down upon us. I was sitting next to him. I could feel his sides pumping like a bellows as he breathed harder and harder. His face reddened. The anger radiated from him, a perilous warmth a few inches from his skin. If he could have jumped up, he would have. Instead, he pulled himself laboriously to his feet, knees cracking, easing up as fast as a back stiffened from a life of hard work would allow, and he walked out. Mama and I followed. Papa didn't hardly speak on the drive home. Finally said, "I've been going to Bible study my whole life. Jesus talked about casting the first stone, not about who people loved." He was silent for a few minutes before he shook his head and murmured, "Blake never hurt nobody. Didn't do nothing but make this world a better place. We've never been back. People from church don't bring by casseroles when you leave like that." Still, he sits and waits for someone to talk to. I get out of my truck, and Papa hails me with a lazy wave, the sort resulting from a constant state of exhaustion. Punkin bays in excitement and tries to lunge off the porch. Papa catches him with his free hand.